One of the things people fear a lot is starting something new. Because the thing with starting new things is it always looks like it is a change from what you have always been. It's a move from your comfort zone to a place where you've never been. My name is Isaac, and I would like to talk to you about getting started before you are ready. Many people think of starting new things and they always want to wait for when they feel ready to start. They want to get all the money they need. They want to get all the contacts they need. They want to get all the resources, whether it's an office space, whether it's a car, whatever it is. We want to have everything ready before they start. It may look like a plausible model, but most times it is what stops people from becoming everything that they were created to be. If you want to be a high-performing individual, don't wait till you are ready. Just start. Whatever it is you are doing, you can start from somewhere. If it is a business you want to start, you can start from registering the company. You can start from picking a name. You can start from designing a logo. Whatever it is, you can start from somewhere and then move it from and grow it from there. Don't wait till everything comes into play. Sometimes the stars don't align at the start. They align somewhere in the middle. At other times, they align even at the end. And so you shouldn't think that just because things doesn't look too great right now means it is not a good time to start whatever you want to start. Many people wouldn't have started what they did. Some of the biggest companies that we know, if they had waited for the perfect time and the perfect opportunity, it never looks like the perfect opportunity or the perfect time until you make it one. Look at me starting a podcast. Now, if I tell you the amount of things that are not aligning right now, that are not in place right now, that I'm supposed to have that I don't have right now, you'll be amazed. You ask yourself, why is this guy doing this? But the point is, it is never a good time until it feels like a good time because you made it one. Sometimes you don't even feel like doing something. For instance, as a graphic designer, I know this very well. There are times that you don't even feel like working or even going about starting a project, but the client has given you a deadline and you need to get the work rolling. It happens that anytime that you decide to start whatever it is, whether it's a project or whether it's a logo that you need to design, whether it's a book cover, whatever it is, you realize that as you start and you begin to work, your spirit begins to warm up into the work that you are doing. It is an amazing phenomenon, but it's true. As you begin to work, you begin to warm up into the role. So for most people, they think, you see, I've heard people even falling in love. I've heard people say, look, I don't love this person. I don't feel like I have any emotions for this person or have any feelings for this person. But the truth is, when you open yourself up to the possibility, it happens. Many people think that everything has to happen at the start. It doesn't always work like that. For most times, you have to start, you have to give in something, and then you begin to warm up into the role. So stop thinking that there will come a time when everything is in place for you to do what it is that you want to do. Whether it is falling in love, whether it is meeting somebody new, whether it is breaking out of a toxic relationship, whether it is starting a business, whatever it is, don't wait till everything looks like it's perfect, because it will never be. It is only when you start and you start warming yourself into the role that things begin to look perfect and then things begin to work out. The good thing about this, what we are discussing today, getting started before you are ready, is that when you start, you begin to realize that you had resources that you had not even thought of. You have things that you can deploy that you wouldn't know you can deploy until you're actually doing something. For instance, this podcast is only coming your way. You are only hearing this because I started my work as a graphic designer. If I had not started my work as a graphic designer, I wouldn't have had the enormous experience of getting started, because then I would be waiting for the perfect opportunity to do a lot of the things that I do now. Today I design websites. Today I write for my website daliyakra.com. I do so many other things that I wouldn't have been able to do. I'm actually writing a novel now. You can imagine that. So there are so many things that I'm doing that I wouldn't have even thought of doing. I wouldn't have even felt like I could do if I wasn't started as a graphic designer already. And the graphic design always inspires me to do some more things, you know. And the good thing is, if I tell you the story about how I started graphic designing, then you would understand what I mean by getting started before you're ready. I was with my friend Bernard Calvin Clive, an amazing friend, and he, you know, he wanted to design a book cover, and you know, he had already done one already, and he felt this time he wanted something different. And I told him, you know what, I can do something different for you. He said, I wasn't a graphic designer then. He never knew me as somebody who could design. It's something that I had always wanted to do. I tried my hands on with some other low-key softwares back in the day. So I told him, look, I can do something new for you. And then he said, if you can do something different for me, just give it a try. And that is when the spark began. I did a cover for him. People saw it and they were excited about it. People saw it and they were like, wow, this is amazing. Who did this for you? And then it started this whole thing. And now I can say that there is nobody in this whole country who can design better book covers than I do. It's not boasting, it is a fact. And so the thing is, you have to start. The first cover we did was okay, it was great, but subsequent ones that we did wasn't too great. And there were times that I felt I wasn't really up to this. But gradually, I've warmed up into the graphic designer cum magical book cover designer that I am. I'm doing book layouts now. I'm laying out magazines. I just got a newspaper gig and I'm going to design a new layout for a new newspaper. So there are so many things that you can do that you will never know you can until you are actually started and you are doing something. So don't wait. Just start and then work your way into the magic.